If there was one unifying theme on Tuesday evening at the Roundtable Pizza in Menlo Park, it's that the jury is still out on who's best positioned to beat Donald Trump in November.
Arthur Zinger, I live down here in Mountain View. If I were the only voter in this and my vote were the only one, it might be Elizabeth Warren, and I would be horrified if Trump is again the president. Therefore, I want to pick someone who is most likely to win.
He thinks the election will pivot on the purple states, so he's leaning towards Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar has the best history of winning in purple states, and her policies are almost as good as any others.
Very little in Tuesday night's debate seemed to change anyone's mind on a candidate. For his part, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' performance only seemed to solidify these voters' opinions of him, both for and against. The top issues for Nathan Ball from Palo Alto are
climate, health care, and college.
Sanders turned the 16-year-old onto politics because of his candid approach.
Even though he may not be like the most fancy speaker out there, he's just going to say it like it is, say what he believes in, and then let you make the decision on if this is what's right or not.
But Sanders' policy and rhetoric have alienated retired small business owner Stephanie Grossman from Palo Alto.
Bernie yells at me. I voted for him in 2016, but Bernie absolutely yells at me. He's nasty. He looks mean. He reminds me of my grandfather when my grandfather used to yell. And I'm older than Bernie.
Even without Grossman's vote, Sanders has an 83-89% chance of winning California on Tuesday, according to a 538 poll. For KLW, I'm Sarah Lee Sterland.